a wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The Nielsen Company is going to change the way it measures TV audiences. Soon it won't matter whether you're watching on your TV set or on your tablet. Let's take a closer look with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, what is it that persuaded this Nielsen Company to change its measurement?
What persuaded them was a collection of advertisers, broadcasters, and other people with a huge financial stake in the game of measuring the audience, pressuring Nielsen to say, hey, what happened to our ratings? We know that people are watching these programs on Hulu and on Netflix and on their iPad and wherever else they can find them, including things like Xbox and game consoles. We want those to be counted because it's the only way we can turn around and make a buck. So at the end of the day, it comes down to who gets paid and, most importantly, how much they're getting paid.
So as we could see substantial changes in what we think are the typical ratings now.
Absolutely. And this question about for measurement has been a big part of the discussion in TV land for a long time. It is a change, and it's long overdue. The days of sitting down and picking between one of three channels for appointment viewing at a certain time of the day where the family gathers around and shares a cold beverage as you watch your favorite television show, that is done. That is over and done with. Not that it doesn't still happen. Don't get me wrong. It does happen. But there's so much activity taking place on second screens and in other locations, and it just has to be measured, and that's the challenge.
Well, how about those viewers who still are using their conventional TV, but with a DVR, a digital video recorder, so they can watch when they want to, and more importantly, they can skip past the commercials? How does that fit in?
Commercial skipping. Now, Nielsen, with its set-top box, its current technology, does have the ability to measure time shifting, and it can also measure how many people zip through the commercials, because that's been around for a while, and that's something advertisers wanted to know about. Now they're asking for the next step, Sherman. They want to know what's going on the iPad, what's going on the cell phone. When ratings go down, or that it appears there's leaking around the seams of a $70 billion annual television ad spending budget, they want to know where the leaking's happening and figure out ways to measure it.
Radio uses a device known as the PPM, the personal people meter, which basically it just tracks how people are listening to the radio. Does television have an equivalent device?
It does. In fact, they call it a people meter at Nielsen. But the problem is measuring it when you go out of the home, or measuring it when you go to another room, and maybe the link's a little different, so it doesn't feed back onto the box the same way that the other television does. There's a lot of technical hurdles involved in this that are above my knowledge when it comes to, you know, how atoms fly around in space to deliver content. But you mentioned radio, and what's interesting is that Nielsen actually bought Arbitron, which I'm sure you're well familiar with in the radio world, there for about $1.3 billion, because Arbitron had a little better technology about how to measure people on the move, in their cars, out of the home, and what they're hoping to do is put people to merge these technologies and these softwares and these hardwares, and they're hoping that by September of this year, for the next television season, they're going to have some of this new technology rolled out so they can measure.
But what kind of programs are going to benefit from this new type of measurement? Programs viewed by 20-somethings?
I would think so. I mean, think about how your kids, I don't know if you have any or not, but, you know, speaking for myself, and I've shared this before, my kids really don't watch television per se. They watch YouTube, they watch Netflix, they watch a screen, to be sure, but it's really not what we, you know, using my quote fingers here, would call TV, as it might have been in the old days. But gosh, that still has to be counted. It's still a view. Advertising and a message is still being delivered, so it has to be measured. So I think programs that aren't coming down the traditional pipelines are going to get a little bit of a kick from this, because measurement can be a good thing if you're being watched, but you're not showing up in the count.
In fact, my 25-year-old son told me this week that he watches TV shows, but never on television, always on his laptop.
Exactly.
Who needs a 50-inch screen when you can watch a 7-inch iPad?
Tom Lason.
Which drives people who are shooting, spend a lot of money on nice HD production equipment, drives them crazy.
Tom, thanks for joining us today. Tom Lason is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.